ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Mosques in Sydney's west are on heightened alert after firebomb threats were made in the wake of Monday's attack on a Christian bishop. A teenage boy is in custody accused of stabbing an Assyrian Orthodox bishop who's undergone surgery. New South Wales police have labelled the attack a terrorist incident. Community and religious leaders are now calling for calm, and they are looking for ways to prevent further violence. Jamel Keir is a secretary of the Lebanese Muslim Association and joins us this morning. Jamel, welcome.
Thank you very much. Wonderful to be on your show.
There are reports this morning that the teenager in police custody had been expressing increasingly radical views to the point that he was asked by several Islamic centres to stay away. What can you tell us?
To be honest with you, we don't know much more than what we're being told ourselves. Suffice to say that we being the Lebanese Muslim Association, the custodians of Lakemba Mosque, this young child had never patroned the mosque. So we don't know much more than that, unfortunately.
It's understood the attack came as a huge shock to his parents, who have moved out of their family home out of fears for their safety. Have you reached out to them or had contact with them? Do you know how they're doing?
I sat with them the night of this tragedy from about 2 a.m. to 4 a.m. Suffice to say, the father was in truly, I mean, you wouldn't want to wish it on anybody. He was in shock. We sat him down. We reassured him that, you know, this is not anything to do with himself. He had nothing to be afraid of. And other than the fact that he was in shock and wanted to just to see the condition of his son, I mean, there's not much more you couldn't imagine. I mean, I'm a father of two boys, and it's unfathomable imagining, you know, so helpless with your son and not being able to do anything for them.
No, it would be incredibly stressful and confronting. They had no idea that he'd become radicalised?
Look, I only spoke to him. I mean, as you can appreciate, the father was in shock, so you don't want to sort of add to his sort of pain. I did sort of question him, but he was not aware of any signs of becoming more extreme, other than the fact that he was becoming more disobedient to his father. But that was about it. He didn't see any telltale signs, so to speak.
Is this something that concerns you, how young people are becoming radicalised?
Of course. Look, and this is not a new issue, as we're all fully aware. We definitely don't want to go back to those bad old days. It's something where we, as a community, and I mean we in the Australian context, we need to address. We've reached out to different forms of government and other associations, and look, we don't want to bury our head in the sand. There is an issue; it needs to be addressed, and we are committed to addressing it, and we're committed to, you know, fostering a safe place where, you know, teenagers can come and visit the mosque or visit our youth hubs or youth centres and be mentored by, you know, senior counsellors, and obviously the clerics within the mosque itself.
You say we don't want to have our heads in the sand, and that you acknowledge it's an issue. So what does that involve? If you don't have your head in the sand, how do you engage in something so complex?
Well, what we've done, we've reached out to various forms of government, asking them to assist us in providing these safe hubs, what we'd like to call safe hubs. See, the alternative, if we don't provide these youth centres and youth hubs, then they're prone to being preyed upon by these monsters. And really, it's the monsters that we have concerns with, not these youth. These youth are vulnerable. Sometimes they feel they've got nowhere to turn. Generally, they are parents, they're children of migrant parents. So there's a breakdown in these cultural differences. And we need to address that. And the only way we believe to address it is to be able to provide them an alternative in a safe environment where we could obviously mentor them and provide them some guidance.
Faith leaders have been concerned by the decision to label this a terrorist act so early in the investigation. Are you concerned?
Look, I'm concerned that we've rushed to a prejudgment of a 16-year-old child, and we've got to put it into perspective. The act was heinous. We're not condoning, nor do we condone at all any forms of violence, whether it's a religious organisation or just in general. It can't be condoned. But So having said that, it's a 16-year-old boy. We need to see the circumstances under what, you know, who was he influenced by? Was he in a mental state that, you know, when you see those photos, and they are gruesome photos, where he's smiling? And yeah, it's not a natural reaction where you would be smiling after committing such an act, and the police, you know, have you on the floor and you're smiling. So we're concerned that there may be more to this issue than purely just whether it is or isn't a terrorist act. To rush to such a judgment so quickly has concerns.
Well, there are words where he's speaking in Arabic when he's we've seen online, you know, where he's laying down and talking about the prophet. Why the authorities say it's a religious motivated extreme act. You don't see it that way?
No, of course. We're not condoning what happened.
I'm not suggesting you are at all, but I'm just talking about the language.
He used the language of religion. We're not debating that at all. Clearly, it's clearly audible that he did use the language of religion, and in a sense that it was targeted at another religion. That's not debatable. What's debatable is what mental state was this child in? Was he of a sane mind to even make such a rational call? All we're saying is surely there was time for the police to do a more thorough investigation and a review before they labelled it a terrorist act. May well be, but what we're saying is why was there such a rush in labelling it a terrorist act before the thorough review and investigation had been completed?
Tell us about these firebomb threats that have been made against Lakemba and other mosques in Western Sydney.
As the Premier alluded to yesterday on another program, it's the fear of this new trend of social media. So look, there was numerous phone calls made to us on the social media that there was a threat to Lakemba Mosque and other mosques in Sydney. Thankfully, it didn't eventuate. And really, I don't want to make it to be that we're turning it on ourselves, this light. It really isn't about us in a sense. It's more to do with the act that happened. We condemn it, and we want it to focus on the fact that this should never, ever happen. Never. We want harmony in our community. We've done 20 years of good work in terms of interfaith dialogue between the different religions in Australia. We get on very, very well with other communities, and this should be about developing more of this community contact and unity rather than, you know, an isolated event, nor should it be turned into something that never eventuated. Thankfully, there's been no actual act of violence against the mosques.
Yeah. Are you worried, though, that that could change? I mean, how worried are you?
Genuinely, we are concerned. We are concerned because the retribution by some youngster who equally like this child takes it upon themselves to be a martyr. And that's what's scary, that there is these young kids who are impressionable who are seeing acts like this or possible acts as a form of martyrship. And we have to condemn it, and we have to be very strong and vigilant to ensure that it doesn't happen. Are we concerned? Yes, we are. Thankfully, the police have been brilliant. And again, I thank them. I can't thank them enough. And I'll thank them again. Under such trying circumstances, they were absolutely, you know, commendable what they did for us yesterday. We'll reach out. We've reached out to the Assyrian community again, and hopefully we'll be meeting with them this week just to foster a closer relationship. And then hopefully the tensions will die down.
Yeah, I think it's really important. We must all live together in this country cohesively. Jamel, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Can I just say one thing, Patricia? Please, I talk to the wider Australian community. We are a multicultural society. We get on very, very well, all of us. Let's not let acts like this divide us. We need to stay more vigilant and more united than ever, because together we can make Australia even a greater place than it is already.
Yeah, it's incumbent on all of us. Jamel, thank you for joining us. Jamel Kia is the Secretary of the Lebanese Muslim Association.
Listen to more great stories that take you beyond the headlines. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.